Earlier this month, a fire destroyed an estimated 90% of the nearly 20 million pieces housed at the National Museum of Brazil. But in burning artifacts, the blaze also erased a large amount of the country's history. Around the world, museums house the items that tell a region's story. As we've learned before, though, there are no guarantees that museums and what they contain will survive. Chip Caldwell, Senior Curator of Anthropology at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, is with me via Skype to talk about fire and other hazards that can put artifacts in danger. Chip, what did you feel first as a curator when you heard about that severe damage that was taking place at Brazil's National Museum?
Yeah, it's just devastating. As you're saying, not just intellectually knowing what was lost, but emotionally knowing the centuries of work that had been put into building a museum of 20 million artifacts. Whole careers, whole lives had been dedicated to understanding and documenting the natural and human world of South America and beyond in that museum. And in about 6 hours, it was almost all turned to ash and smoke. It's hard to even put into words the sense of loss for those in the field and beyond it.
When you saw that then, and you started thinking about some of the challenges when it comes to keeping collections safe, were there things that came to mind for you that museums all around the world need to be doing better? Are there steps that should have been taken that haven't been?
Yeah, I mean, a lot goes through your mind when you see those images as a curator as someone who works in a museum and understands really the complexities of what it takes to keep collections safe. I think a lot of people have this sense that, once an artifact is put into a museum, it's safe forever. Nothing bad can happen to it. And museums themselves do a good job of kind of presenting this image, with our kind of timeless classical Greek sculpture or architecture and, our clean white walls and everything's behind glass and totally spotless, And so we present this image that once things are there, they are there forever. But those of us who work in the museum world, we really understand that in some ways, once things get into museums, that's when the real work begins. And the reason is because there's so many potential threats and risks that face museums. We in the museum world even have a list of what we call the agents of deterioration, which includes everything from thieves and vandals to pests, bugs that might eat artifacts, light, incorrect temperature, humidity. I mean, there's so many ways in which heritage and national treasures and museums can deteriorate. And so, sadly, though, at the very top of this list is fire. And so we know in the museum world that fire is a very real risk. And, unfortunately, this is not the first catastrophic fire of this sort. In Madagascar, for example, they lost one of their major museums in 1995. I think it was in 2003, Delhi lost its natural history museum. There was also a major fire at Hampton Court Palace in Britain in 1986. There's fires all the time. It's a very real risk to collections.
How big a danger is water to collections like this? Obviously, fire is one thing that people fear constantly, yep. But even when it comes to water, that must be a problem as well.
Absolutely. Water is a huge risk. And water, can come into museums in different ways. There's flooding that can occur. Hurricanes also are, a big source of damage, not just from wind, but from water, as we saw in New Orleans, for example, after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. There's also pipes bursting, or other kinds of plumbing issues that happens in museums. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely, water is a very real danger that museums need to do their best to mitigate.
So if we were to think about U.S. museums as opposed to museums around the world, one would think that perhaps some museums in the U.S. would be better prepared, better protected. Is that accurate, or are the problems that would be faced in any country the same ones we could face here in our museums?
It probably is best to conceive of museum conservation on kind of a spectrum. And so you have some museums that have a lot of resources that they can put to work to protect collections. And then there's a lot of museums at the other end of the spectrum that, you know, might just keep their collections in an attic or a basement and have almost no strategies in place to try to lessen the impacts of these risks. So in the U.S., you have this kind of wide spectrum. But I think generally, it's actually really hard for museums to do this conservation work and to get the funding in place. You know, it's not like exactly the sexiest thing that museums do often, you know, compared to like exhibits or new research expeditions somewhere, or even buying collections or getting the collections. But sort of the daily work that's entailed of protecting these collections is often kind of behind the scenes and not seen as something maybe that's as fundable.
The funding issue is one that I wanted to bring up. Is that on private supporters? Is that more on trying to get government to support it?
Yeah, great points. And we do very much depend on private supporters. But certainly a very, very key piece of the puzzle in the U.S. is government funding. At the state level, but the federal level is really central to the work of a lot of museums. In general, the funding has been, if you look over the long term, has been very stagnant, and that we're not, I think, in my opinion, often putting enough of our shared resources into protecting museums, which in the end are places for our shared memories, for our shared heritage. We could do even more, because we see what happens when you don't protect, when you don't invest, when you're not proactive in trying to take care of these collections and the museums that they're contained in. I mean, literally all it takes is, you know, a spark in a room, or, you know, a fire starting somewhere, and within hours, a lifetime, generations of heritage can just be gone.
Chip Colwell is Senior Curator of Anthropology at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science.